From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the world capital of country music, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring the Candy Kid, George Morgan.
Thank you. Oh, that big black engine comes puffing around the bend, puffing around the bend, puffing around the bend. Oh, that big black engine comes puffing around the bend. It's that Tennessee Central number 9. With her smokestack blazing, she's a-howling up the wind, burning up the wind, burning up the wind. With her smokestack a-blazing, she's a-burning up the wind. It's that Tennessee Central number 9. Oh, that old TNC, it's good enough for me. Let the flagman give that engineer the sign. Got a feeling I must go when I hear the whistle blow on the Tennessee Central number 9. Little Floyd Robinson now. Let the flag give that engineer the sign. Got a feeling I must go when I hear that whistle blow on that Tennessee Central number 9. There you have it. Thank you. Thank you, folks, and a great big welcome to all my friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. Hey, Grant Turner, tell the folks what's in store for them tonight.
I sure will, George, because we got a whole buckboard of Grand Ole Opry stars. There's Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Grandpa Jones, Miss Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
And, Grant, I invited over a pretty little lady from way out in Hollywood, that Columbia recording star, Miss Rose Maddox. We'll have Rose come out to sing for us in just a minute, but first let's make room for that teller of tall tales, our favorite friend from Hornwall, Tennessee, Rod Brasfield.
Hi, George.
Hi, Rod.
Good to see you, boy.
Glad to see you.
Sort of hot tonight, ain't it?
Warm, yeah.
Hey, George, I just found out something. Don't send no more mail to Washington.
Why not?
He's dead.
Oh,
boy, this knocks your trotters out from under me to give one my gallon. I was talking to a soldier boy out there just now, all dressed up in his uniform, made me think of my good old Army days, boy.
Yeah,
good Army days.
Up at 545 and peeled taters, you know. Yeah. Oh, I come from a military family.
You do?
Why, my grandpa, my grandpa fought in the Civil War, George.
He did?
Yes, sir. He fell at the Battle of Vicksburg.
Vicksburg.
And he fell at the Battle of Gettysburg.
He did?
And he fell at Bull Run.
He did?
That's the clumsiest old soldier they had in the whole Confederate Army, you know?
Rod, I want to know something. Who else in your family was in the military service?
Well, there's Uncle Sipe.
Uncle Sipe?
Yeah, Uncle Sipe, oh, he was knee-deep in it. He fit with Teddy Roosevelt back in 1899.
Fought with Roosevelt?
Yeah, and then he fought with Pershing in 1917.
Well.
And he fought with MacArthur in 42.
MacArthur?
Old fool just couldn't get along with nobody.
Rod, I went over to the ball game to watch Nashville play last night. Did you go?
No, I didn't get to go, George, but I heard about it. Mm. Somebody's telling me about it, said it was ladies' night.
Oh,
all
yeah.
The lady folks got in free.
Yeah, they did.
And not only that, but as they went through the gate, they give them all a half a pint of this old Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Hey, you know something? I'll bet that was a tight game.
Tight game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they said about the seventh inning, all the bags was loaded.
Well, we better change the subject. Rod, how is your girl, Susie?
Oh, she's just fine. I love that Susie, boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's my dream girl, George.
Dream girl.
Oh, she's my dream girl. When I look at her, I dream of a girl. Boy, I love to make love to that Susie. I love that Susie, and I love to... You ought to see me make love to her, boy.
Yeah.
I just smear it on, George.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Listen, Rod, is she a blue blood?
How's that?
I say, is she a blue blood?
Blue blood.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, George, I don't know. I always figured why look under the hood when the engine is running.
Oh.
Say, speaking of Susie, makes me think I've got to go down here before the stores all close up and buy her some flower seed. Wanted me to bring her some flower seed. She told me to bring some long pansies and some short pansies, because next spring she hoped to have some early bloomers.
Good night, Rob.
Say, George, did you ever wonder why some people are big and some are small?
Well, I'll tell you, Grant, to me, that's just nature's way of doing things.
Well, I guess you're right. Speaking of nature, though, reminds me that it's nature herself that puts the flavor in Prince Albert smoking tobacco. And this wonderful, rich flavor of the natural tobacco is held and heightened by PA's own special process. So you get mild, tasty smoking with every pipeful. And once you enjoy a cool, comfortable pipeful of PA, you understand why every minute of every pipe smoking day, Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Another thing, Grant, PA is crimp cut, too, so it packs neat and firm, gives you a smooth, long-burning smoke.
Friends, enjoy a natural tobacco taste in your next pipe or making cigarettes. Ask for Prince Albert, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco. See why they call PA the National Joy Smoke.
Well, folks, our guest tonight needs no fancy introduction because she's visited with us before here on the Opry. She's come all the way from California to bring us some of the fine Columbia Records songs that have, well, made her a hit with country music folks everywhere. So let's have a great big welcome here at the Grand Ole Opry for Miss Rose Maddox. Well, Rose, it sure is good to have you with us again.
It's a pleasure to be back, George.
Hey, you know what you look like to me?
What?
You look like you're ready to sing a song.
Well, how about Hey Little Dreamboat?
How about it? Okay.
Hey Little Dreamboat, you won my heart. Whoa-oh. Hey Little Dreamboat, you won my heart. You knew that I would love you right from the start. Oh, hey Little Dreamboat, I wanna love you so. Yeah, hey Little Dreamboat, I wanna love you so. I love you, you'll never know.
Let it go, let it go.
rocket tail, hold it on up and a rare hops, he hops. Fiddle away, Don Lehman. Hey, run to the sink, run to the back, swing and swing, swing the back, and shoot and keep my full grab, get a gallon, cut the hole in, but it's swing. Oh,
well, now if you'll all just lean back in the old chair and take things sort of quiet and easy for a few minutes, we'd like to sing one of our favorite sacred songs. I've asked Jimmy Self to help me. I hope it's one of your favorites, too. It's called Jesus Savior, Pilot Me. Thanks a lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, George, do you believe that if you keep rolling a stone, it won't gather any moss?
Why, sure, Grant. And did you know that if you keep rolling up making a cigarette with Prince Albert smoking tobacco, you'll gather a lot of smoking pleasure?
Well, of course, because P.A. is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the natural flavor of the fine choice tobacco. Yes, sir, easy rolling, mild, tasty PA is the makings of a perfect cigarette.
And Prince Albert is crimp cut to roll real neat. You see, it won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
Friends, enjoy PA's natural tobacco taste in an OCB paper. See why it's taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The fruit Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
No doubt who that is. It's the queen of country music, piano players, Miss Del Wood, and she's plunking out some fast corn on the old ivories by the name of Ivory Corn. Del, let's hear you. That was real fine, Dale. Hey, you know, we better clear the stage, because peeping around the corner is the gossip of Grinder Switch. And here she comes, our gal Saturday, Minnie Pearl!
In with me, George. You know all of us have trouble. We hadn't no one got on that bus till that old boy took both of his shoes off. And there this old bare feet just sitting there. I'm so mad with him. He never wanted to wear them in the first place. He don't like shoes. I never forget the first time we caught him and put a pair of shoes on him. We had to plait his toes to get his shoes on. And you know how every one of us got big feet. That runs in our family. We have to back up to a door if we ain't to knock on it. But we had an awful exciting thing happen this past week at Grinder Switch. Miss Maud Plummer had her face lifted.
She
did. Yes, she did. I wish somebody'd lift mine, just steal it clean away. That's why. Give me another. But you know what? She had her face lifted. She went to one of them plastered surgeons, and he lifted her face. I think he done too much of a good job on it, though, now, because every time she sneezes, it blows her head off. It's really embarrassing for her. But you know, speak of embarrassing moments, I was standing on the street down here this afternoon, and a great big gorilla of a man come up behind me. Great big handsome gorilla type fella come up behind me, and he says to me, well, he never said a word. I could just kill him. It's Rodley Brassfield. Ain't he a sight? I tell you though, I was going to tell Rodley about the way I got so worried about my feller Hezzy, see? Well, sir, Hezzy, you know,
well,
George,
will you tell me about it?
Well, I was talking to Mammy the other day, and I said, I don't believe that feller Hezzy will ever propose to me. And Mammy said, oh, I wouldn't say that. He can't hold out forever. And I said, well, why not? She said, well, he won't live that long. But I tell you, I'm looking around. I've been looking at these northern fellers and southern fellers, George.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, I found out there's a whole lot of difference in northern fellers and southern fellers.
There is.
Well, you see, the southern fellers, they're kind of slow-moving, you know.
Uh-huh.
And kind of take their time, you know.
Yeah.
But all these northern fellers, they're awful impetuous, you know.
They are?
Yeah, they just didn't. Oh, they just get things done right in a hurry. I decided what I want me. I like them both. I want me a southern feller from just about as far north as possible. Bye, I'll see you next week.
Okay, Minnie. All right, that was mighty fine. And now if Miss Rose Maddox will do us the honors, I'd sure like to have her sing another song. Would you folks like to hear Rose sing another song? Hey, Rose, do me a favor, will you? Will you give me a clue as to your favorite kind of fella?
I'd love to, George. I love tall men.
Well.
sweet tree a-growing in the ground. And every time my sweetie passed by, I'd throw some kisses down. He's big and tall and handsome, but bashful as can be. I know he wants to kiss of mine, but he won't climb the tree. I love a tall man, he ain't a small man. My man is all man and the only one for me. He shies away from women, he simply disappears. Then he rides all night and he sleeps all night with a horse and a herd of steers. That cowpoke, he ain't human, they say that he prefers to go to bed with his sick guns on and never take off his furs. But I love a tall man, he ain't a small man. My man is all man and the only one for me. One night out on the prairie, the moon was shining bright. He put his arms around about me and things were going right. He talked and talked of Texas and drawled his Texas drawl. Well, the moon went down and the sun came up and he never kissed me at all. But I love a tall man, he ain't a small man. My man is all man and the only one for me. I wish I was a kiss tree out on the lone prairie, and every time my sweetie passed by, he'd steal a kiss from me. And if he wants more kisses, here's all he has to know. Just plant me down in a Texas town and watch them kisses grow. I love a tall man, he ain't a small man. My man is all man and the only one for me.
Out of the way, because here comes the man whose whiskers keep time with every note, whose foot always pats out a happy rhythm, the old-timer of the Opry, Grandpa Jones, 8 more miles to the Louisville.
I've traveled all this country wide, sick and fortune fair. I've been down the two coastline, I've traveled everywhere, from Portland east to Portland west and back along the line. I'm a-going now to the fate of death in all hometown of mine. 8 more miles to Louisville will come into view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles from Louisville, the hometown of my heart. There's bound to be a gal somewhere that you like best of all. She's long and she is tall, but she's the kind that you can't find rambling through the land. I'm on my way that very day to win her heart and hand. Oh, 8 more miles to Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles from Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Well, you folks hear the guitar strumming in the background, as you have heard so many Grand Ole Opry shows. All of you who are listening know that it's ballad time when that old guitar starts strumming. We have one tonight that we hope you're going to enjoy. It's written by our own Floyd Robinson, and I'm going to ask him to help us along with Jim. Let's try it. It goes like this.
Here's a mirror, so take a look at yourself.
How would you like to see someone
who could never be true. No matter what I'd say or do, maybe someday you'll come to yourself. Here's a mirror, so take a look at yourself. Come here and I'll show you what ruins a man's life, causes him heartache and trouble and strife. Who'll take all he owns, from his money to health. Here's a mirror, so take a look at yourself. Take a look at the one who could never be true. No matter what I'd say or do, maybe someday you'll come to yourself. Here's a mirror, so take a look at yourself.
Thank you so much, folks. Well, it looks like that's about it for tonight. We've sure enjoyed visiting with y'all. Hope you've had a little fun, too. You'll be on hand next week when Mr. Teardrop himself, Marty Robbins, will be driving the old buckboard, and he'll be bringing along a whole wagon full of stars. Marty's special guest will be Bill Monroe and all the Bluegrass Boys. Until then, this is George Morgan saying thanks for everything. Save a spot in your heart just for us. We'll see you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everybody.
Today's the day for you to win with Cavalier, the new, all-new king-size cigarette.
You're bound to win greater smoking enjoyment with Cavalier's great new blend. Because new Cavalier gives you great taste. You get the king-size smoke with a king-size taste.
Yes, the new, all-new Cavalier is a great smoke.
Light up an all-new Cavalier. Right off, you'll get the pleasure of rich tobacco taste that draws so easily through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's new blend of top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there.
So smooth, so full, so natural-tasting, puff after puff, smoke after smoke.
Enjoy this wonderful smoking experience soon. Make it today. Look for the smart new Cavalier pack in red, white, and gold. Win greater smoking enjoyment with the new, all-new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville.